Two. Leisure. Unit 4. Traveling. Part 1. Expressions. One. Where's the nearest tourist information center? Two. What's the best way to get to the museum? Three. What time does it close? Four. Can you recommend a good hotel? 5. I'd like a window seat, please. 6. Is the flight leaving on time? 7. What's the gate number? 8. What time are we boarding? 9. Is there an entrance fee? 10. Do you have any information about the river cruise? Part 2. Dialogues. 1. Tourist information.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you have any information about the city sites?
Sure. There's a lot here in this pamphlet.
Thank you. And what's the best way to get downtown?
Take the subway. It's $1.50 per ride. You can buy a metro card at the station.
You've been very helpful.
My pleasure.
2. Traveling by plane. Can I see your ticket, please?
Here you are.
Okay, Mr. Smith. Do you have any bags to check?
Just this one.
And would you prefer a window seat or an aisle seat?
Aisle, please.
Boarding time is 10:20 a.m.
What's the gate number?
Gate 29C. Have a nice flight.
3. Hotels.
Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have any rooms available?
A single?
No. I need a double and 3 triples. My family is waiting for me in the car.
Please fill out this form, sir.
Okay. Here you are.
Here are your keys. Checkout time is noon.
Is breakfast included?
No.
4. Monologue. Traveling involves so much stress. Preparation is especially hard. Trying to arrange the transportation, accommodation, and time off from work. Packing isn't easy. How can you possibly know everything you may or may not need in a place that's largely unknown to you? Assuming you ever reach your destination, you have to communicate with people who often don't speak your language, and you have to navigate your way around an area you have no idea about. How are you supposed to relax under such conditions? And all that money you're spending? For what? I don't get it at all. George Threadborne, disgruntled traveler.